Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. There have been 283 cases of community transmission of coronavirus in New South Wales in the past day. There has also been another death. The death was a woman in her 90s who was in palliative care and hadn't been vaccinated. At least 64 of the new cases were infectious in the community. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area is still the centre of Greater Sydney's outbreak.
We are seeing some stabilisation in other local government areas, but that local government area is proving to demonstrate the virus is still circulating. And we also ask people in those adjoining suburbs to the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area to especially be on high alert.
Meanwhile, the northern city of Tamworth will go into lockdown for a week from 5 p.m. today after a Newcastle woman with COVID-19 travelled there last Thursday. Four new locally acquired cases of coronavirus have been detected in Queensland. All of them were in quarantine during their entire infectious period and are linked to the Indooroopilly cluster. Genomic sequencing shows the Cairns taxi driver, who was infectious in the community for several days, contracted COVID-19 from a marine pilot who tested positive last week. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says it's great that the case has now been linked.
I know that Cairns is in that three-day lockdown, and we hope that everyone is doing the right thing. It's really important if you're in Cairns to be staying at home and only going out for those essential purposes.
Victoria has recorded 11 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from more than 38,000 tests. All of them are linked to previous cases, and one was in quarantine during their infectious period. The results come as Victorian adults under the age of 40 are able to get the AstraZeneca vaccine at selected state-run hubs. The shot will be offered at 9 sites, and people will need to see a doctor to provide their consent before receiving the vaccine. The names of businesses that received JobKeeper despite posting a profit in 2020 are likely to remain secret, with the federal government rejecting a move to make them public. The wage subsidy scheme was designed for companies experiencing at least a 30% drop in turnover, but at least $4.6 billion went to businesses whose profits increased last year. Independent Senator Rex Patrick last week successfully amended the government's legislation for the new financial support for workers and businesses affected by lockdowns. But the coalition has rejected it in the lower house, and now Labor is reversing its initial support in the Senate. Hundreds more people have been evacuated from their homes in Greece as emergency crews battle more than a dozen bushfires across the country. Tourists and locals have been evacuated by boat from the nation's second largest island, Evia, as firefighters struggle to bring a blaze under control there. Dozens of homes and businesses have been destroyed in the fire, which broke out after Greece suffered its worst heat wave in more than three decades. To sport now, and thousands of people have gathered near the Eiffel Tower to welcome the handover of the Olympic flag to Paris, which will host the Games in 2024. A flyover by jets released blue, white and red smoke, the colours of the French flag in the capital sky. The event took place during the closing ceremony for the Tokyo Games, which aimed for a celebratory atmosphere despite the absence of spectators. Australia finished sixth on the Tokyo Olympic medal tally with 17 gold, 7 silver and 22 bronze. The delayed 2020 Paralympic Games will begin on the 24th of August. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.